Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you know one thing I love to do? I love to do it so much that there was no way I could stop myself. Is if I'm baking a cake or somebody's baking a cake next to me, and they have a spoon full of batter and a bowl, and they take as much of the batter as possible, put it in that baking pan, and then they're about to throw the spoon and the bowl in the sink, I have to grab it and lick the cake batter. And the funny thing is it's not because of the taste of cake batter, it's because of the waste. It's very interesting. When you grow up in a family that keeps reminding you about what things were like during the Depression and, you know, for their parents, and you hear about all the poverty and all that, I can't see wasted food go down the sink. And so if I see a bowl full of chocolate, gooey, rich cake batter, I just need to lick it. That's just me. Well, unfortunately, the CDC has had to remind us of what a stupid idea that is, because they're investigating an outbreak of E. coli 0121, and about 75% of these cases are linked to ingesting raw cake mix products, meaning people are licking the spoon, licking the bowl. Now, 16 people have thus far been ill. They believe that's a gross underestimation because many people might not, you know, let people know if they have diarrhea or got sick. And this has occurred in at least 12 different states. So they don't think it was just somebody going to one restaurant, let's say, and getting it. They've been now linking this to a bunch of people have been licking cake batter. Interestingly, all patients have been female. That, yeah, why don't men lick the cake batter? I find that, but we women, we sure have our sweet tooth, don't we? Man. 7 required hospitalization. 1 suffered hemolytic uremic syndrome. I'll talk about that. No deaths, thank God, have been reported. Now, the patient's age from 2 to 73 years old, the average age was 13. So these are kids probably helping mommy in the kitchen, and their immune systems might not be tough enough for this. And mind you, we've all been bottled up because of COVID. You just kind of wonder if we're getting a little weaker. So the states involved include Washington and Oregon and Utah. Think case or two in Nebraska and Iowa and Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, South Carolina, Virginia, Connecticut. And the illnesses happened between February 26 and June 21 of this year. So raw cake batter has raw eggs. Those could be linked to salmonella and E. coli. Yeah, look at how I'm teaching you guys something. I know. You're like, wait a second. Where's your long narrative and opening statement? No. I want to teach you guys about this because chances are you guys are going to be sticking some sort of cake batter in your mouth because it's just cake season. Now, the CDC says public health investigators are using the, quote, PulseNet system to identify illnesses that may be part of this outbreak. The CDC PulseNet manages a national database of DNA fingerprints of bacteria that cause foodborne illnesses. Because people ask, how the heck do they know it's from the same outbreak? Well, because they do DNA fingerprinting. They say DNA fingerprinting is performed on bacteria using a method called whole genome sequencing. Now, this shows that bacteria from sick people's samples are closely related genetically. And so people in this outbreak most likely got sick from the same food. Now, many of you remember, I don't want to specifically, mention the fast food chain, but I think it was in the 80s or 90s, there was a fast food chain where there was an outbreak of E. coli, the Shiga toxin, 0157. This is a different E. coli, but still similar. And this is a 0121. We still call it a Shiga toxin producing E. coli, just not the more common 0151. And what Shiga does is it affects the capillary linings of the small vessels, then your platelets, your clotting factors try to stop the destruction and the boo-boo that happened to that capillary lining. And then what ends up happening is it causes little blockages. And if this is happening to multiple capillaries, you start to lose blood flow to a whole bunch of organs. You could go through organ dysfunction or failure. So early E. coli poisoning could be nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, chills, body aches, abdominal cramps. Sometimes the diarrhea could be bloody. But if this progresses, you could start having hemolytic uremic syndrome. Hemolytic is basically lysine, like bleeding of the lysine of the blood cells. Uremic, meaning issues with your kidney filtration. And then syndrome, meaning you could have a bunch of symptoms. Fever, abdominal pain, vomiting, bloody stool, headaches, decreased urination, pallor, bruising. And so if this progresses, you could get shortness of breath, the hemolytic uremic syndrome, anemia, nosebleeds, dehydration. You could seize. You could go into renal failure and actually die. Alright, I'm going to think twice before I lick the spoon. So, exposure to E. coli, just to recap, can occur from exposure to contaminated foods, human, animal waste, or undercooked products. So the CDC concludes by telling us to quit licking the spoon and eating undercooked batter, raw batter. Yes, I've had raw cookie dough. Look, I'm just as guilty as you all are. When it's sweet, and I think my stomach lining should do the trick, but it's just these bacteria carry toxins. And that toxin might not die off from the acid in your stomach or your body temperature. And if it gets through, it could then affect the platelets. You know, a lot of people don't understand how food poisoning happens. Well, it depends on the toxin that some of these bacteria could produce. The bacteria might not in and of itself hurt, but the inflammation caused the bacteria, or by a toxin that the bacteria, the poison. Basically, it's a poison. All right. You learned something. Bring your questions now. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or 1-877-362-3254.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, my producer, for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as you guys know, and I've been criticized for this, I support the vaccine, and I have supported the vaccine now for a while. And I know some people are pretty upset that I do that, but I'm a doctor. I've seen people sadly come down with COVID. I am very concerned that we have, unfortunately, a pandemic that's not going to be curbed to the degree that we needed to and the speed that we needed to. And so I apologize here. I'm having some issues with my, I'm having some issues here with my Facebook Live. I want to get my Facebook Live up and I can't do that. So I'm having a problem here. I apologize. Let me shut this down. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. All right. So we'll see how that goes. So when it comes to, shall we say, our approach to asking people to vaccinate or suggesting that people vaccinate. I don't like any sort of approach where it's coerced. And so we have one listener, and their situation is kind of unique, where their boss is immunocompromised. And they have been very strongly asked to leave, or not basically leave, I'm sorry, but they have been kind of strongly asked to vaccinate or leave. Now, this is a little different, this case, because they work for somebody who is at risk. But I still have the issue of, well, vaccinated individuals can still spread the virus as well. So I'm not sure exactly what to advise them. They're actually asking for legal help. They want to be able to keep their job. They think that eventually the courts are going to change their minds about mandating vaccine, and so they would like to, you know, seek some sort of legal respite. Is that the right word for it? Respite? I don't know. Legal recourse. And, you know, I'm just, unfortunately, I apologize. I'm having some issues here. I am sorry. I'm sorry. We're having some issues here with this. Okay. All right. So we're going to be canceling the live feed. All right. We're going to cancel the live feed. I apologize. We're going to recoup this. So now, with somebody wanting to sue their employer for forcing them to go to work or forcing them to choose a vaccine that they don't want to choose or forcing them to be subjected to regular tests. Right now, the courts are appearing to be in favor of the public health policy of mandates. And so you are going to have your work cut out for you. That does not mean that there's not going to be an unprecedented case that says, look, you can't do this. It's only an emergency authorized vaccine. It hasn't been tested long enough. I mean, so there's obviously, I think, some wiggle room in the courts. But currently, right now, we just are not seeing the support when it comes to the, look, patients have rights, patients have a choice, my body, my choice, which you kept hearing for years when it came to the abortion issue. We're just not hearing it when it comes to the vaccine. And again, I am for vaccine. I am for vaccine. I think the vaccine saves lives. I will never be for a mandate. So what happens when your boss is immunocompromised? Does he have a right to ask you to vaccinate? So the courts right now will say yes, but here's my only argument with that. My argument with that is COVID is just one single tiny, teeny vaccine or virus. COVID is just one baby virus. If you are working for somebody who's immunocompromised, they need to also worry about tuberculosis. They need to worry about cancer. They need to worry about pollutants. They need to worry about bacteria. They need to worry about somebody bringing in cookies or cake that might not have been fully cooked. And so the problem I have with all that is if you are singularly not vaccinated for one disease, why is that fireable when you are not vaccinated and protected against every single disease that God created? It just, I don't know where the courts are going to go with this. And the other big argument that we also have is when people are vaccinated, they still carry the virus. So we're going to really kind of see what happens in court, especially with all these hospital systems saying, look, we're mandating vaccines. I get it. I understand the hospital systems want to look like they're playing ball. Everybody wants to look like they're playing ball, especially since, and we're going to be talking about this later, the Biden administration may be withholding funds. So, all right, I get it. A lot of you know, a lot of people say, look, I don't want you going after me, so I will choose one side or the other. But we are going to, I think, see some pretty significant challenges when it comes to the reasoning behind these mandates. There was a man in Arizona who went nearly a month without knowing he had contracted the plague. He had the plague. Was he able to go to work? Yeah, he was vaccinated for COVID. I'm not exactly sure how many people he could have infected. But you have a man who could go to work with the plague, Yersinia pestis, but can't go to work if you weren't vaccinated for COVID. There's a discrepancy there. So I feel bad that you have a boss that's immunocompromised. I understand that puts you at risk in terms of you losing your job if you don't want to get the vaccine. I would caution your boss, if they're that immunocompromised, to also protect themselves from a whole bunch of other illnesses out there. I understand COVID right now appears to be the most deadly in terms of numbers, but there's deadlier things out there. But I don't know if you're going to have enough support in the courts right now to protect your job. And the reason why is the courts are basically saying, look, you aren't being tied down and injected. You have a right to quit that job. The only problem is that then is going to be later contested, because if you are in a hospital system, or let's say the healthcare industry, then the healthcare industry has a united front to make sure anybody in the medical industry is vaccinated, then you might not be able to get a job at all. Well, now that's a lot more coercive than, okay, I'll just go across the street. The problem is if everybody mandates it, now it's starting to become a lot more restrictive. So I don't want anybody to sue their employer. I think their employers are caught between a rock and a hard place, to be honest. You know, how many people can now say they're going to sue their boss or sue, and you know, and they want to sue an employer or a facility because they're not doing proper health standards? I mean, that next issue, you think there's lawsuits on one side. The lawsuits of, I got COVID from this place, those can come. And you can say, well, how the heck do they know they got COVID from that place? Well, they trace it if there's genetic fingerprinting. So as an employer, for me, okay, I have not mandated vaccines for my staff. Some of them that don't want it. There's some of them who's have certain medical conditions, and they said their medical providers are having concerns. So we're mandating the masks because our governor mandated the masks. We're mandating that anybody sick doesn't come in, but we're not going to fire somebody for not vaccinating. I just don't think you're allowed to do that. Maybe today in the courts, I just don't think long term, and I don't think I could live with myself. When you have somebody that wants to support their family and is working to support their family, and they're a little nervous because the shot has not been fully FDA approved, or they want to get pregnant again, I mean, you know, I just can't bring myself to mandate that. So back to you and your boss and all that. I would then suggest talking to your boss about allowing you to work remotely or working separately. Say, look, you know, you really want to work for him. There's reasons, and explain if you have a doctor that can explain your reasons, and then try to make it work. If not, you'll probably have to be looking for another job, sadly. Thank you guys for being patient. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Democrat Representatives Julie Johnson and Jessica Gonzalez, after fleeing the state to block a quorum on voting integrity laws, are now vacationing in Portugal because they had non-refundable tickets. Former Florida Congressman and Texas Republican Chair Colonel Alan West tells Fox News it's hypocrisy once again.
When you think about hypocrisy, I remember during the winter storm and the blackout that we had, how the media from the left went absolutely apoplectic on Senator Ted Cruz when he decided to go to Cancun, but yet he was not involved in a special session. We have a special session here where they're supposed to be doing the business of the people of Texas, but instead they run away to Washington, D.C., and now they take a vacation. They're still getting $221 per day. That's the per diem on the Texas taxpayer dole.
Football is back. The Steelers beat the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game Thursday, 16-3. USA Radio News. President Biden announced Thursday the United States must move fast to win the world's car-making future, with a commitment from the auto industry to produce electric vehicles for as much as half of U.S. sales by the end of the decade. Biden also wants automakers to raise gas mileage and cut tailpipe pollution between now and model year 2026. The Phoenix, Arizona Police Department is under the Fed's microscope. Brad Bernards explains.
The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is launching an investigation into policing practices in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, with a focus on how the city treats residents experiencing homelessness, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday.
The investigation will determine whether the Phoenix Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law. Our investigation in Phoenix will be led by the Justice Department Civil Rights Division.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your questions, your calls, your comments. Myra wants to know. No, that's an old one. That's an old one. Cindy wants to know which vaccine is better. Which vaccine would I... what I suggest, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. I said before, I can't unfortunately say which one is better. None of us doctors are going to do that. No, we don't have the guts. We can't sit here and say one is better. We're just not there yet. I'm sorry. We're not there yet. However, as I've said before, I was a fan of the fact that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was just a one-dose shot originally, and I had said early on in my show how I was very excited about the possibility of just a one-shot dose. That was before things came out with the temporary pause because of the blood clots and some of the data that had come out with the mRNA vaccines being stronger to the variants. So I bring that up and I preface my statement by you're going to have a tough time having a doctor tell you which vaccine is best because the variants keep changing and the side effect profile keeps being updated. Now, I have boys. I had a choice between the Pfizer vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I chose the Pfizer for them, despite the myocarditis link in males, despite it being two shots. And the only reason why I chose Pfizer over Johnson & Johnson for my boys was because it was before we had all that data on the variants, and I just had a hunch that the mRNA vaccine might be better and then flexible enough in terms of us being able to fine-tune it. So that's why I chose that one. It's not that I think anything is a better vaccine. Let's just talk about that. What makes a better vaccine? All right, is it the safety profile? Is it the immunity? Is it the dosing? Well, it's only one shot versus two. Is it the need for boosters? See, it's all of it. So, although it looks like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine might for now be in the lead when it comes to these when it comes to the variants, I don't know if I would sell my Johnson & Johnson stock yet. Well, I did. I think I did. But because, again, we don't know if Johnson & Johnson will then take the lead in another manner to, who knows, maybe the Lambda variant. So, yeah, I every time I say Lambda, I think of Revenge of the Nerds, the Lambda. Okay, so now we have some more data. Big question I keep getting is if you had COVID, why do you need to get the vaccine? Well, I told you guys. We have been told from the beginning. In fact, they even told us very early on that you having had COVID once might not mean jack diddly squat from an immunity standpoint. This is what we were told, because you might not gain as strong an immune system. Some of you are like, where the heck did they get that from? Well, it's because coronaviruses notoriously in other sorts of illnesses might not produce long-lasting immune responses. So if we have a coronavirus 19, we need to hedge our bets and not let people think they would have false hope or, well, you've had it once, you could just go and, you know, be footloose and fancy free. So studies have shown that if I think it was NYU researchers had shown that those people who just had COVID didn't get a vaccine had less immunity to the variants than those with a Pfizer shot and a Moderna shot. But what happens if you've had COVID and then you get a vaccine? So this is an interesting study. This is coming out of Rush in Chicago, Illinois. And they looked at vaccine antibody levels among people with natural COVID immunity and not natural COVID immunity. So without natural COVID immunity means you're a virgin. From a COVID perspective, meaning you never had COVID, so you're a virgin. You might be a virgin as well. So, yeah, but that's what that means. So what they found is those people who survived COVID, after their first shot of the vaccine, they had more antibodies than somebody who was a virgin to COVID, which I think I might have been. It's hard to say because I did have one weekend where I couldn't taste too well, so it could have been that, but I didn't really feel sick. So who knows? Maybe I'm not a virgin. I don't know. But they found that people who got both doses of the vaccine, like the majority of us, might be beat by those COVID survivors who got one shot. Now, some of you will say, all right, well, what's the big deal? Why is that so significant? Because what it means is your natural immunity might still have some oomph in it. And if we can see long-lasting antibodies to people with natural immunity to COVID, we might have a different approach to those who are unvaccinated, let's say, or those who have had COVID and got one shot and don't want to get the next shot. They say antibody levels did not increase much between dose one and dose two of those COVID survivors who got the vaccine. So, you know, there's as we're going to be talking about later in the show, the Biden administration might be pressuring states and withholding federal funds if they don't vaccinate. If you have somebody who had COVID, got one shot, and Rush University is saying, look, you know, these guys are good. You don't have to waste a second shot on them. Or if they're that worried about side effects, you know, give them that anxiety. You could move on and use that dose for somebody else. You know how many people have survived COVID? What, are we at the 35 million mark? Of course, my computer is slower than slow. Let's take a look at this. This could be life-saving worldwide. You know, it's interesting. All right. I support the vaccine. I know people are pretty ticked off. They think I'm in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I support the vaccine because I think it saves lives. All right? There. But anytime I try to bring up some of this data that's, to me, anti-mandate, right? People think that I'm anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. And one of the reasons why I'm anti-mandate is because I'm kind of looking at the whole picture. Or when I bring up some of these news articles, such as, you know, maybe you don't need two doses. All right. We have a big problem in countries that don't have access to the vaccine. Dr. Fauci was correct. Calm down. Dr. Fauci was correct when he was saying that when you have these outbreaks and these, you know, big resurgences and waves, more variants can be made. So here we are fighting over when we do a third shot and forcing people who, you know, don't want to get the vaccine to get the vaccine. And there are countries right now that are now brewing the next variant, either accidentally, indirectly, or who knows. All right? Maybe somebody else is trying to make a bioweapon. I don't know. So if we don't need to force everybody to get two shots, especially since what we've had 36 million people thus far clocked in as having COVID. That is 36 million shots. That's enough to do a bunch of small countries if that extra one dose is not as necessary. So, you know, this data is crucial. I was on the Michael Harrison rap yesterday, and, you know, he was talking to me about, you know, the news and the media, and do they have a responsibility to report things, or can they be fueling misinformation? You know, it's a fine balance that Michael Harrison brought up, and it is a fine balance. But if we have data such as this, then again, it's going to take some time. This was published in JAMA Network Open, where COVID, you know, patients, one shot appears to do the trick. That's some pretty significant data, and more studies need to be looked about that, because we could save a whole bunch of shots for other people who need them. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Governor Andrew Cuomo, I needed to call today to find out what the status is of the New York Blood Donation Day proclamation. The problem is I don't know if that's really a priority for him right now. He's kind of got a lot on his plate. The whole state is probably wondering who their next governor is going to be. Well, I think they know who their next governor is going to be, but what's going to be happening in the coming days. And I really would like to establish New York Blood Donation Day, and I need the governor to make the proclamation that I submitted. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to get his staff to be able to complete that. So, New Yorkers, if you do want to do a blood donation day, go ahead. We still have National Blood Donation Day coming up September 4th. I understand Governor Cuomo has a bigger fish to fry. In fact, an assistant to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who accused him of groping her while they took a selfie together, has filed a criminal complaint against him with the Albany County Sheriff's Office. Apparently, the New York Post has reported the victim is identified as Executive Assistant Number 1 in Attorney General Letitia James' sexual harassment report. She filed the complaint during a brief Thursday afternoon meeting with sheriff's officials, who have since contacted the Albany County District Attorney's Office. That's according to Sheriff Craig Apple. Apple said it's possible the governor could be arrested if the allegations are substantiated. The end result could either be it sounds substantiated and an arrest is made, and it would be up to the DA to prosecute the arrest. Just because of who it is, we are not going to rush it or delay it. Okay. The unidentified victim lodged the most serious accusation against the governor, detailed in Attorney General James' report, alleging he pulled her in for a hug, reached under her blouse, and fondled one of her breasts at the executive mansion in Albany on November 16th. She said, I mean, it was, he was like cupping my breast, he cupped my breast, according to the woman told investigators. She says, I have to tell you, it was at the moment, I was in shock, I apologize here, that I could just tell you that I just remember looking down, seeing his hand, seeing the top of my bra, and I remember it was like a little even, she said, the cup, the kind of bra that I had to the point, I could tell you, doesn't really fit me properly, it was a little loose, I just remember. Seen exactly that. This is according to her report, her wording. The victim also told investigators that Cuomo groped her after asking her to snap selfies inside his office at the executive mansion on December 31st. As she took the photo, Cuomo moved his hand to grab her butt cheek and began to rub it for at least 5 seconds. So this is would fall under assault. Now, we spoke about how people are innocent until proven guilty, which I am definitely in support of and am very grateful that we have as a legal mechanism such that it isn't just witch hunts just because somebody says something. However, I do feel he probably needs to resign and get out of office. He could still presume his innocence. He could still, you know, prevent going to jail if he is found in court to be innocent. But these allegations are very, you know, they're very, very strong. And there's many allegations out there. And I'm not, these, you know, have one level of severity. We also still aren't, from what I understand, addressing what happened with the nursing homes and people feeling strong-armed that they had to take people that were ill with COVID and then infect others. And I understand people can say, well, it was chaotic at the time. We didn't know what to do. We knew it was a deadly virus. We knew that we had to isolate people. Why would you put vulnerable people at risk when nursing homes were voiced, that's not a good idea. Let us manage how we need to manage this. So he needs to step down. He could prove his innocence. He could later regain the governorship if all of this is found to be baloney. But right now, it just seems so serious. There's just so much going on that there's evidence of abuse of power. And if there's evidence of assault, that you can't be governor. So I believe we're supposed to find out more on August 13th if he has until August 13th to submit his evidence. And then from there, things start to move forward with impeachment trials and hearings through the Senate. Most people will not go through that, and they will resign. Now, people have asked, would Trump have gone through all the impeachment trials? I don't know. I just don't see him sitting there. I see him sitting there making hand gestures. I see him sitting there tweeting like, you have got, this is the biggest bunch of baloney. But I also don't see him quitting either. So, I don't know. I do believe Cuomo's best interest will be to resign and then let him start dealing with the criminal cases, and he is going to have to concentrate on the criminal cases. It's very hard to be a governor while you're being accused of assault and you know, have all this evidence of his predatory behavior. So, Chris Cuomo is his brother, and he's in the media. And I guess there's people very sympathetic going, well, what's going to happen to him? I haven't been really following what the brother has been doing. There was accusations that he assisted Governor Cuomo on some of his, shall we say, defense in the media. And Chris Cuomo's objectivity has been, I guess, has been concerning. And so, you know, being in the media, if I have a family member that does something stupid, I don't want to be, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, connected to that. I don't want to lose my job, you know, have issues paying my, you know, supporting my kids because there's a family member that made their mind to do X, Y, and Z. But if Chris Cuomo did, shall we say, participate in some of the, shall we say, cover-ups in the media, as he's been accused of, and inappropriate conflict of interest, then that's definitely something. So, you know, I mean, if he's like, I haven't even talked to my brother about it, I have nothing to do with it, I didn't advise my brother, I'm out of it, he's out of it. But if there is proof that he actually helped, you know, you know, helped from a media standpoint, you know, pave, you know, a more empathetic CNN pathway, more, that's manipulation of the media then. So, you know, it's definitely something that it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Meanwhile, I think CNN fired some people who refused vaccine for COVID. So I think I have to double check that. But I think that's obviously been a concern. So CNN, you know, does have a habit of firing people. So, and I'm not saying they need to fire him. I'm saying, you know, he needs whatever investigation he deserves, you know, for being implicated in any sort of approach to that he's been accused of in terms of approach of how Cuomo addressed the allegations, and they're saying that, you know, Chris helped him and he was kind of a part of, you know, possibly some of the impedance of the media to cover these. So I'll leave that up to the jury. I'm not, yeah. So some people suggesting he takes a temporary leave of absence. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.